Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Hey, we are here. Good morning. Well, look at all these nice people that can't sleep. That's so nice of you to come out here. Hi, it's Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. Our phone number is 857-5574, Lou. 857-557-4568. Yes, it is our first remote, how long?
Broadcast,
thank you.
It's been 2.5 years, I would say.
2.5 years that we haven't sat up on a stage and been in front of our listeners. It's so nice to be here. And what a treat to be able to do it from the newly, freshly groomed Greenhouse Inn here on the campus of Misericordia, which is at 6300 North Ridge Avenue in Chicago. So we are going to be here till 10 o'clock. If you make, did you all make your $5 donation for the, I want no Welchers in this room. Okay? This is not about you. It's about, yeah. Right, you can make it a $20 donation. But you'll get a nice continental breakfast this morning as well. And we have a bunch of things going on today. Actually, today's live broadcast is of House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, from Misericordia's Greenhouse Inn, is being sponsored by Arnold Electric Services. We're going to hear from them a little bit later on this morning. We'd like to hear from you, the callers who are up and about. If any of you out in the audience have a question, we do have a microphone, I believe, that we can take out there as well to get that going. 857-5574-LOU. Then a little bit later on, we've got a I actually stepped outside to get a little sample of what was going on. We have the people from Oklahoma Joe's. If you want to smell like a smoky fire, go out there and say hello to the people. It's awesome. They've got these amazing smokers that they're going to do a little demo, and they're going to bring a few treats in here. A little bit later on, two Whiskey Acres is going to be by, and we're going to smoke a cocktail. Now, you can only do one, so I'm going to sample it for you people. Don't worry. And I will do a really good job of describing to you what it tastes like and whether or not you can have one. You know, we're still in the COVID thing, so I can't share the cocktail with you. It's only for your best interest at heart. That's why I'm doing that. So anyway, that's coming up a little bit later on. We're so excited. It is so nice to see all you people live. Thank you so much. So much. So much to celebrate. Let's stay positive. Let's stay happy. And we're going to do that all morning long here on House Smarts Radio. So let's do this. Let's get to the phone calls at 857-557-4LOU. Our first call this morning is sponsored by bathfitter.com/Lou. And that caller this morning is Rose, who's in Gurnee. Hi, Rose. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou.
How may I help you?
I have a question about, I want to replace my hardwired smoke alarms in my house with these, with a single unit where the battery's contained in there for 10 years.
Okay.
No wire. So what do I do with all the wires that are in the ceiling? Do I have to do anything with them?
In theory, you know, the smoke detectors that you have that little plug that plug in the back. And if you just unplugged it and wrapped a little electrical tape over the top of it and tucked it back in the box, you'd be fine. In a perfect world, you'd pull that out, and there's probably three wires, a red, a white, and a yellow, that are pigtailed. They're like on wire nuts. I would take those off, put the wire nuts back on the wires that are there, and then tuck them up inside the box, and you can put a cover plate on there, and you could install the smoke detector right over the top of that, knowing that that junction box is there, right? And with these 10-year batteries that you purchase, whether it's First Alert or Kidde, there's other manufacturers as well. You know, what I do with mine now, I've started to retrofit a bunch of these as well, and I just take a black magic marker and I put the date that I installed it. So, you know, I put, you know, 5/22 on there. And then I know 10 years from now I have to, you know, replace it. And then you're done. And you know, if you want, there are some wireless versions that you're doing now that actually will communicate with each other if you wanted to spend even more money. But in theory, put a carbon monoxide combination unit, 10-year battery, and take those wires out, cap them, and put the new ones up there is the right way to do it.
Sounds great. And Dwight, can I just ask one more question?
Sure.
Do I put a wire nut? I separate those wires and put a nut on each one.
Right. So when you pull the wire, when you unplug the smoke detector, you'll have this little plug, and typically it's three wires. Follow those three wires to each one of the wire nuts. Unscrew the wire nut. Chances are the smoke detector wire is going to easily pull off. But the remaining wires, just tighten that nut back on there as well. And you should turn the breaker off before you do any of this.
Right. Okay,
right?
Great. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Thank you so much for calling. 857-5574-LOU, 857-557-4568. All right, since 1953, Majestic Distributing Company, the House of Fireplaces, has been your indoor and outdoor fireplace headquarters for quality fireplace parts, inserts, glass doors, and much more. Serving the Chicago area, this family-owned company has won dozens of industry awards. They're BBB accredited, NFI and factory certified, and all products are fully warranted. Hey, you people don't have to be quiet as church mice in here. You can talk amongst yourself. We want people to know you're here. They're going to be like, what's going on? There's no one there. They're all like, you're not in church. This is not a homily. Although sometimes I know we want to stand up. What did I say? Oh, we're in the middle of this commercial. Hey, all the products are fully warranted. Visit their showroom at 1255 Bowes Road in Elgin or call 847-741-5903 or shop online at majesticdistributing.com. House Smarts Radio here at Misericordia's Greenhouse Inn. We're here till 10 o'clock this morning. Quick break, and we'll be back right after this. And talk to Sharon, who is in Indiana. Sharon, if you leave right now, you can be here by 9:30.
Oh, my God. Well, we're not there yet. We actually have a home in Orland. We're heading out to our house in Bass Lake, Indiana. But sometimes when we get there, we turn on our water, right? Well water, and we get that very old eggy smell.
Right.
And we're just wondering if there's anything we can do for this. Yeah.
You know, the issue there really has to do with use, and whatever's in your well is just sitting there kind of percolating, and that's where that odor comes from. Do you use a water softener?
No. But we have filters.
You still there, Sharon?
No, we don't, but we have filters.
You have filters. Okay. Oh, you were talking. Was that your husband talking?
That's my husband.
Oh, what's his name?
Sharon.
What's his name?
Ray.
Ray, all right. So a water softener may help. And the reason is that will help to condition that water for you. The biggest issue is if it sits for a week and then you turn it on, it's going to be, the filter isn't going to be a big issue. It isn't going to help you because it's what's happening inside of the, in the well itself. With a softener, it's going to treat some water, and it's going to introduce that softened water into the flow. And you may still get a little bit of an odor initially for, you know, the first hour. But then after that, it should be back to normal. And the other thing that I will tell you, you'll have to try different types of salt pellets, whether it's a pellet or a block or chips. That does matter depending on the type of water you have, and it's kind of a trial and error issue. And I think if you tried this, you'd help. And instead of heading south, you could turn around and come north to us here at Misericordia's live remote that we have going. Thanks so much, Sharon, for the phone call. 857-557-4LOU is our phone number. 6:23 in the morning, live here at the campus of Misericordia for our first remote. Let's keep going on the phone calls here. This is Louisa, who's in Des Plaines. Hi, Louisa. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Oh, hi. So I have an issue with my kitchen cabinets.
Okay.
Okay. So about 2 years ago, I put up some nice cabinets. They were made of maple.
Okay.
And they had a nice shine to them and everything. And then I decided to add some more cabinets to kind of extend it 2 years later. And the newer cabinets, they're the same type, the maple.
Right.
But the newer cabinets are so much shinier than the old cabinets, and I'm trying to figure out what to do with the old cabinets to make them kind of the same.
Now, the overall surface, Louisa, of the cabinets, you know, the wood itself, it all looks fine. There's no chips or anything like that?
Right. It's all very smooth on both sides.
Okay.
On both
there
sides.
There is a wood cleaner polish by a company called Guardsman that may help. And what I want you to do is I want you to spray this onto the older cabinets to try and bring that shine and that luster that has gone off the older cabinets onto the new. And you'll find Guardsman typically at hardware stores or home centers, maybe even some grocery. You're looking for the Guardsman Cleaner Polish.
Guardsman what polish?
Cleaner and polish.
Oh, cleaner and polish.
Okay, and it's really, really good stuff. It doesn't have silicone. It's an oil and a lemon blend, and this is great for cabinets. It's great for fine furniture, and it would really, really do a nice job for you.
Okay, so Guardsman is Guardsman?
Correct.
Okay, Guardsman cleaner and polish.
You get a star for your spelling bee this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You got it. 857-557-4 Lou. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. Let's see. We have time for one more call, right? Let's speak with Bob. Bob, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Good morning to you and all the wonderful people at Misericordia.
Say hello to Bob, everybody. Hey. Bob, you got a lot of fans here.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, what better place to have fans?
That's so great. How may I help you this morning, sir?
I just want to relate a quick story pertaining to your segment on the GN News yesterday with Robin.
Yes.
And you were talking about...
Uh-oh. Bob, did I lose you? Hold on, Bob.
I hope not.
Go, sir, try again. You went in a bad sell spot. Go right ahead. Say again.
Well, you were talking about how bad chickens smell, but you asked Robin if she's ever been to a chicken farm or
been
in a hen house.
Right.
Well, there was an old joke years ago.
Hold on, Bob. Remember, there's kids listening.
Please.
All right, go ahead.
Old joke. You're killing my timing. Anyway.
I'm trying to keep my license. Keep going.
Two guy hillbillies lounging on their front porch, you know, just wasting a day away. And the one hillbilly says to the other, "My wife wants me to get the hog out of the house. She can't take the smell." And the second hillbilly says, "Well, why don't you open your windows?" And the first hillbilly says, "What? Let all the chickens out?"
Bob, I'm hanging up on you now.
What?
That was funny. That was funny. Thank you, Bob.
Let me tell you. You know where I heard that? I heard that on Hee Haw 50 years ago. Junior Sample and Grandpa Jones, and we were watching it as a family, and you know who laughed aloud? It was my mom. And she, you know why? Because as a girl during a depression in Kenosha, her family would raise chickens in her backyard. And
right. She
said there's nothing smells worse than chickens.
Nothing smells worse. Anyway. I know. Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob. Don't ever call here again. I appreciate you listening. Don't let Bob have the phone number whatsoever. I told a story that my friend, you hear me talking about my friend Mike Jacobowski, and when he was a kid growing up in northern Wisconsin, he worked at a chicken farm. And evidently back then, you know, now it's all about free range and the chickens and, you know, they get back massages and whatever, and then we eat them. He said that there'd be these giant cages with chicken wire that the chickens would be on, and then they would do their business. Good morning, everybody. Enjoy the continental breakfast. And every now and then a chicken would fall through the wire into the pile of chicken you-know-what. Now, normally it was high enough that they would bring a tractor in to scoop it all up, but he was the kid. Hey, kid, you got to go get the chicken. So he'd put on these boots. And this is, I've never experienced this. This is just Mike telling me this. And he goes, "You've never smelled anything worse in your life." And then you smell like it for the rest of the day. Good morning, everybody. Our live broadcast today from House Smarts Radio is at the Misericordia Greenhouse Inn. It's sponsored by our friends at Whiskey Acres Distilling Company. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk with Jack Arnold, who is the president of Arnold Electric, about, you know, some things that you should do about getting your home ready for the summer. And, you know, the electrical thing that lady called about the smoke detectors, you know, I always equate, I want to give you all great advice when it comes to working on your home, but the electrical thing, I really want you to keep that to a professional, because the risk of harming yourself or causing a fire is real. But we will get to that conversation right after this report of WGN Radio News with Don Kleppen. For us to try, but if you come out and see us and make a $5 donation, you can get access to a lovely continental breakfast that I am just looking at from afar. You ladies at Table 10 really are getting your money's worth, I just want to say. Remember, we're shredding. What are we shedding? We're shedding for the wedding. I want to apologize. I got Don Kleppen and Annie Mazur. I didn't even say good morning to you guys. I was so excited to be here. So my apologies to both of you. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Oh, no, I guess Don stepped
Good morning.
Away. Oh, there he is. I'm sorry I can't share the continental breakfast with you, but I will make a donation on your behalf. How's that?
Well, that's very nice.
Thank you so much.
Andy, I yesterday did something that I haven't done in, I think, close to 3 years. I went to a Cubs game with my wife, our son Max, and my father-in-law, and that ballpark looks terrific.
Yeah, they did a nice job with the renovations. I really think that, you know, if you didn't realize and you didn't know that they had made some changes over the years, you probably wouldn't have even realized it, because you just walk into the ballpark and it still has that great old-time feel with some new amenities.
Yeah, it was really, really, really nice, and it was a home run day,
yes,
for sure. Of course, we were like, all right, well, we got to go, and then there was that crazy rally where the bases were loaded for the Cubs towards the end, and we thought, oh, great, right as we walk out, they're going to tie this game up, but they did not. But
no, they didn't.
I have not followed that team that much this year, and there are so many new names, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a new roster, and there's some old familiar faces. A couple of guys still left from the 2016 team, but that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. You should get out there if you can. And I got to get up to a Sox game, too. That's also a lot of fun. Well, sorry I'm not with you guys here, that you're not joining us here. But, you know, the other thing, too, I do want to mention is the Greenhouse Inn is now open for business. And so if you're ever looking to come for a great lunch spot, it's one of the best deals ever. And the food is terrific, and the staff is amazing. It's been freshly painted. It's updated. It's very bright and airy. So come out and join us. We'll be here till 10 o'clock this morning if you'd like to experience it on a Saturday morning. Let's get back to some questions this morning. 857-557-4LU is our phone number, 857-557-4568. But first, we have a question from the audience. Good morning. What's your name and where are you from?
Good morning, Lou. I'm Robin from Schaumburg.
Robin from Schaumburg.
Schaumburg. I know you've been there before.
I have. It's lovely.
It is lovely.
How can I help you this morning?
I believe I live in a French colonial. And
by the way, for those of you that are listening in the radio audience, you don't have to stand to ask the question. It's up to you.
Okay.
It's kind of like we're in school,
I know.
Right?
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
that's okay.
Right,
all right,
right,
go ahead.
Okay, I've been waiting to ask this for a long time.
Got it.
But my family room is behind the garage.
Okay.
And with everything you have taught us through the years, I have gone through the list here. So I have a heated electric fireplace in there because the room is always cold. It is on a slab. The windows are older, but it hasn't changed. The room is always cold. I've insulated the ceiling above in the attic. I've insulated the north wall, and I believe the wall attached to the garage.
Mm.
But I've got pergo on the floor with the liner.
Whatever. Right.
Yes, underneath.
Underlayment, right.
There is a fireplace in the room that I don't ever use, but I feel there's no draft, and you've talked about ceiling along the bottom.
Right.
And I don't feel a draft from down there, but what do you, to keep the room warmer?
And you have forced air heating in the home now?
Yes.
And the ductwork in the house, is it above or below?
Below.
The vents come through the floor?
Yes.
And you do get some heat from that, from the vents, but not much?
Right. Two vents.
Okay. And how big would you say the room is?
Like maybe the size of a small garage.
Okay. Yeah. And we're going to stay there for a while.
Forever. Elephant burial ground.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yes.
All right. So I'm a new convert, not a new convert, but there's a system called a split system, mm-hmm. and or a ductless heating and air conditioning system. So I don't think they have it here, but a lot of restaurants, if you go out to a restaurant, you'll notice mm-hmm. this cartridge, this typically a white mm-hmm. cartridge that's hanging on a wall in an area, and it's a heat pump. It's an inverter. And it does both heating and cooling. It's 100% electric, but it's super efficient. And if I was building a brand new home today that mm-hmm. I was going to live in, this is how I would heat and cool my home. And the reason is, with these cartridges, you can individually control the temperature of that cartridge. And there's no ductwork. It either blows hot air or cold air from this inverter, depending on what you choose. And you could have a HVAC contractor install one. They run both off of 120 or 240, depending on the electric and the size. But, I mean, the ones that run off of 120, the cost of the units are about $1,500, mm-hmm. and the installation's usually about another $1,500. So you're spending $3,000, but it's a permanent solution. Now, it's got a thermostat that you set to 72 degrees, and that room will be 72 degrees. And if it gets hot in the summer and you need a supplemental cooling, you can do the same thing with this. And so it's a value-added proposition for the home, easy to install. You're not taking up a window, okay, because they're going to hang the cartridge on the wall. They drill one 3-inch hole. And they run the electrical for it, and you're done. So you're going to talk to, you know, on this show, you're either going to talk to like a Dykstra or American Weather Makers or Perfect Home Solutions, you know, any one of these folks, or Lindemann Heating and Air, they can do it as well. And they're going to come out and bid the project for you and see what it's going to cost. And it will be the solution. Because exactly what you just said, you did all this insulating, you did all this, it's still cold. Mm-hmm. So you've already probably spent a fair amount of money. Mm-hmm. This is the solution that'll work.
Okay. And this is something that's on 24 hours?
It's on with a thermostat.
Right.
So you're going to set it and forget it. Completely safe.
Safe.
No worries. No, you know, nothing. You don't have to worry about somebody, you know, getting in front of it or an electric heater type of thing. It's completely safe. You won't have to worry about it. And while it is a little bit of an investment, it's going to be a nice added comfort level that you'll be like, why didn't I do this? It's like getting your knee replaced. Why didn't I do this a while ago?
Will that have to be on its own breaker?
It will.
Okay.
But they can address all that for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your question. She called right from the audience right here. 857-5574-LOU, 857-557-4568. All right, let's do this. We're live at the Greenhouse Inn at Misericordia. A live broadcast today of House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, at the Greenhouse Inn is sponsored by Arnold Electric Services. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Two smokers. We're going to talk a little bit later on this morning about the smokers. And what did you just bring inside?
Some smoked pineapple, which is something people don't really think of, but it gives it a real unique flavor. And we had a little pork rub on there, and so far it's been a big hit.
And it's vegan. It's vegan. Lindsay, you love the vegan. Right?
It's vegan. Absolutely, it's vegan, yeah.
Oh, and probably not the sauce, though, right? So these smokers, we're going to talk a little bit about them, but they look like these giant barrels, Oklahoma Joes. There is, what do you say, what are these two sizes called?
So we have our standard and our pro. So the pro is going to be more for guys that are out on the competitive circuit. Just gives you more capacity when you got to do, you know, big cooks for large groups.
That's me. You know, I'm out there. I'm like a pro. I need to be on the competitive. That's my next thing. That's what I'm going to do in retirement. I'm going to be a professional cooker.
There you go. It's a lot of fun.
Right. And we're going to talk about this with the Oklahoma Joes. You don't have to do squats to adjust the air temperature. That's coming up.
Absolutely.
That's a little tease, Houston, in the radio All right. business. All right. We're outside. We're walking in. You know, Jeannie McGrory, account executive extraordinaire, she also represents the company By the Yard. They should do a whole By the Yard furniture thing out on that patio. And then at the Greenhouse Inn, people could eat outside when they're right with the – how's the – is it, oh, you're not even having the pineapple. You're having the biscuits.
No, they ran out of pineapple.
Already?
I know.
All right, I'm coming back inside. Sorry, we had a little microphone thing. I'm going to turn my microphone off here so I don't drive Adam crazy. Hi, everybody. I'm back. It's live radio. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Let's get back to the phone calls now. This is, you think it's Eileen or is it Sharon? Eileen.
It's Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. Good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi. I have a question about garage walls. We are painting, and it was probably painted 10 years ago, and the house is 40 years old. Anyway, there's lots of holes that I've been sanding and patching. The walls are awful. Is there any paint that has texture? And I did look up Homex, I think it's called, H-O-M-A-X.
Right.
That you put down first, and then you paint on top of it. But that looks really hard.
This is, now I'm just, did you say garage wall?
Garage.
In your garage, and so they're just you're just banging it up by using it in the garage.
Yeah.
Okay. How about we put something over the drywall that's a little more durable, and then you don't have to deal with this?
Like what?
Well, okay, so most of these holes and these dings and whatever, would you say it's about the first 4 feet or so, or 6 feet up from the ground?
Yes.
Okay. You could buy some inexpensive wood paneling that you could either cut at 4 feet, you know, so you got the vertical lines, and then install, literally nail it or screw it right over the top of the drywall, put a little cap on that 4 feet, and paint the whole thing white. Now you have a more durable, I mean, you could probably find white paneling also that you wouldn't even have to paint, but that way, if you ding it with the door, you hit it with the rake or the shovel, whatever it might be,
it
could work really, really well. And that way you don't have to keep painting. I mean, you may still mark it up and you may still have to paint it, but it's going to last so much longer for you and be a lot more durable.
Okay, that sounds good. And what about just paint for, like, the rest of the walls? Is there anything special that's good for garages?
Yeah, I mean, I think that for, you know, a garage unheated, I would just use a paint and primer in one. If you do this paneling trick and you paint it with, you know what, the cost of paint obviously has gone way up. And if you go to, like, Ace has this really nice line called Clark and Kensington, and their paint and primer in one, whatever color you choose, could do the paneling, could do the walls, and will hold up really well for you. But I think the biggest thing is avoiding all those dings and nicks and everything that you get in the walls.
Yeah. Right. Sounds good.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. That's our phone number, 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. All right. Coming up after our newscast is our new Tulu 2. And one of the things that we're going to talk about actually has something to do with Misericordia. It's a brand new Hearts and Flower Bakery that's just up the road that is absolutely beautiful. Lindsay's going to talk about that coming up just a little bit. But first, we have to go back into the WGN Radio studios for this report of news with Don Kleppen. So you can pop in there for a little shopping, another way to support Misericordia, which is terrific. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, we're going to be chatting with Houston Klein, the National Accounts Manager over at Oklahoma Joe's Smokers and Grills, and Nick Nagley, who is the co-founder and CEO of Whiskey Acres in DeKalb. They're outside right now smoking a bunch of stuff on some of those Oklahoma Joe smokers, which are really good. The pineapple that's been circulated through has been a big hit, and everybody really likes it. It's a little spicy, right?
Hot,
but delicious.
Hot, but so good. You just can't. You have to go back for more.
Well, that's good. That's good. We'll talk and learn a little bit more with them coming up a little bit later on. But I want to get back to the phone calls at 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. This is Barb, who's been kind enough to hang on in Hoffman Estates. Barb, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, good morning, Lou. I have a question about gutter covers to keep out the leaves.
Okay.
And you've mentioned before the kind you have on your house.
Yep.
Could you tell me what that is?
So the ones I have were, they used to be owned by Alcoa, and it's called Leaf Relief. And I believe Alcoa no longer owns the company, but that brand is still there. It's essentially an aluminum sieve that goes over your existing gutter covers. Now, there's a bunch of other, since then, I mean, when we put these on, actually, my buddy Bill Conforti over at Cobblestone Remodeling was the one with his crew that put it on. There have been, and there wasn't a huge selection back 20 years ago for this kind of product. Now there's a lot of different ones that are very similar in design and what they do. So if that one's not available, Leaf Relief, there's another one that I really like by a company called, and I have no affiliation with either company, but it's called the Spring Rock Gutter Company, and they make a really nice one as well.
Okay. And who would put on this Alcoa Leaf Relief? Would Cobblestone do that?
They would, yeah, and I think they could get, they do a bunch of exterior remodeling. They do that. Somebody like Rogers Roofing would do that. Lindholm Roofing would do that. So any number of them can get that product and put it on for you. Are your gutters, Barb, in decent shape?
Yeah, they're not that old.
Okay, so they, you know, they'll come out, they'll clean the gutters, they'll put them on, and they'll go.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling this morning. I'm noticing these, Lindsay, these ladies over here at Table 10, they've been here all morning, and now they're gossiping. They're like leaning in. They're leaning in. They're going, geez, I would have thought, I thought he would have more hair or something. There's something. I think they're gossiping about me. Do you think that I'm being overly sensitive? You think I'm being overly sensitive? All right. Well, stop talking about me. I'm right here. You like my pants? Okay, now I'm sitting up behind a table. You can't even see my legs. And she just said she likes my pants. You know, my wife just walked in. My wife did buy me these pants. Right. I can't remember the last time I bought an article of clothing for myself ever. So, Mary Beth, well, she'll probably say you can have him. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4LOU. 4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines here. This is Ron in Palatine. Hey, Ron, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How are you today?
I am doing fantastically well. How are you today?
Life is good every day.
Good. How may I help you, sir?
I have an old two flat in Palatine from 1912, and the second floor, for some reason, we're missing some screens, five screens. Now, I tried to call a mobile guy. There was a guy supposedly in Barrington, but he never came out. Do you know how I can just get five screens, or do I need to buy the whole window with the screen?
No, you can have screens made. I mean, are they old wood windows? Is that what they are?
No, they're vinyl windows now. Oh. But the problem is they're different sizes.
Yeah. And are they double hung or single hung windows?
Double hung.
So you can open, so you need a full screen, the whole bottom and top.
Yes. Correct.
I mean, you can, and one other question, is there a track for these vinyl screens?
We don't have no screens.
Well, we have no frame now because they came off.
Right, but in other words, the old screens that
there's a track on them.
They pop in, and then they have like little tabs that go in and out, type of thing.
Yes.
Who's the smart lady that's with you? I should be talking to her.
My daughter. She's the brains in the family.
I can tell. She takes after her mother.
Yeah.
So what I would probably do, since it's double hung, do these windows tilt out and are removable? Have you ever done that?
They tilt out. I know that, but I don't know if they're removable.
Okay, so when they tilt in, like you're going to wash them, if you hold the window, so now it's, you know, horizontal, and if you grab the window and you lift one side up, they'll actually come out. The reason I say that is now you could measure the width and the height of that window or where the screen is going to go. And if you take that measurement, many hardware stores. Now, where do you guys live? Where are we calling from?
We're Palatine. We're right by the Ace.
Okay. There's a great Ace in Palatine. I know the owner. They may be able to make you these screens. I know that we make them at our store. And if you.
Really?
So here's what I would do as a test. Go up there. Do what I just told you. Have them make one screen and see if it works. Hey, yeah, this works. Look, it fit in, no problem. And they can make you that screen. You pop it in, and if it works, then you go get the other screens made. And when you go to take this window out, remember that tilting that I'm mentioning, there are these two little tabs on the window when it leans in. Pay attention when you take it out, the balancers that are inside the windows. You got to line that little tab in the hole that you just took it out of. It's not difficult, but you put one side in, you drop it down, you put the other side in, close the window, and you're done. And it does a really, really nice job.
Okay. Would it be cheaper to buy the whole window with the screen than just have the screens replaced?
No, not if the windows windows in decent shape?
Yes, they're in decent shape.
Yeah, I mean, look, right now, if you were going to buy brand new windows with screens, like from Gilkey, you'd probably spend $1,000 in opening. I promise you, the screens are going to be a lot cheaper.
Right. Okay.
Go see those folks over at that.
Would it be okay if I brought a screen with me?
Do you have an existing screen now?
From other windows, yeah.
Well,
we're only missing like five screens.
Right, as long as the window you bring with you is the same size.
Okay.
Right? So that's why I think it's important for you to measure it. That way you can say, hey, I need you to make this thing, you know, 32 inches wide by 64 inches long. Can you make me a screen that I can pop in here? And that's why I'm recommending that you may have them make one screen. And you ensure that it works, and then that you, hey, this is great. Here's the other measurements. Make me four more.
Okay.
My recommendation is you have your daughter do all of this, and that way it'll get done right.
She will. Don't worry. You're right.
Thank you so much for calling. It's 8:20 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Today's live broadcast of House Smarts Radio from Misericordia Greenhouse Inn, sponsored by Oklahoma Joe's Smokers and Grills. It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Make your Memorial Day holiday memorable with a trip to Builder Supply Outlet. Stocked with ready-to-go ways to freshen the look of your home. From fabulous fiberglass front doors to statement pull-down kitchen faucets. Find sleek single-handle bathroom faucets in brushed brass, satin nickel, or matte black to pair with furniture-style vanities with granite and quartz tops. Easy, affordable ways to revitalize your kitchen or bath. The more you shop, the more you'll save. Stop by Builder Supply Outlet this Memorial Day and kick off a summer of savings.
WGN. Okay, get your yard into shape this season with Toro's powerful line of 60-volt Max Flex Force battery yard tools. That's really a mouthful. Yes. powerful line of 60-volt max flex force battery yard tools. But the thing is, it's awesome because with over 50-plus interchangeable tools to choose from, you have mowers, leaf blowers, string trimmers, chainsaws, pole saws, edgers, and more, you're covered for every single job with confidence, and they all use the same battery. With Toro's 60-volt battery lineup, you've got powerful power without compromise. Toro, count on it. Get yours at a Toro retailer near you.
We all know that energy use rises during the warmer months, so a little planning now can really pay off later. Hi, I'm Jack Arnold, owner of Arnold Electric, Chicago's old home electrical experts. Getting your electrical system summer ready will help you save on energy bills, not to mention improving its reliability and safety. Give us a call today to schedule an electrical inspection with one of our experienced electricians. Call 773-694-2088 or visit ArnoldElectricChicago.com. Arnold Electric, Chicago's old home electrical experts.
The path to the PGA Tour runs through Glenview, and the NV5 Invitational presented by Old National Bank returns to the Glen Club May 26th through the 29th. Make the most of this Memorial Day weekend by watching the next wave of PGA stars compete in the Chicago area's only annual professional golf event. Complimentary admission courtesy of Serve Pro of Glenview. And check out The Hangar, presented by Corona Premier, a premium venue with food and drink included. Visit NV5Invitational.com to secure your chance to find out who's next.
Sunday, the Fire head to the Big Apple to take on New York City FC. Special pregame show at 3:30. Game time at 4. Sunday on WGN-TV.
Want to sell your home but worried about the condition of the house, the repairs you need to do, and all that stress that goes with selling a home? Grandview Homes has the answer for you, and you have nothing to lose to try it out. Grandview will give you a no-obligation, guaranteed cash offer and close on the day you choose. Grandview buys homes as is and in any condition, so you don't have to do a single repair. And we treat all of our clients with dignity and respect. Call the name you know and the name you trust, GrandviewHomes.com.
You know, with the temperatures warming up, have you noticed that your air conditioner is having a hard time keeping up? Well, now's the time to call Dykstra Home Services for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier system. They have a pre-summer sale going on right now with the best prices of the year. Call 800-421-3220. That's 800-421-3220. Or visit WGNCoolingGuy.com. Carrier. Turn to the experts, and the experts at Dykstra Home Services, the only Hall of Fame dealer in Illinois.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini, literally, from hammering drywall to hammering the guitar, from ripping wood to ripping chords, and from melting snow to melting face. Now back to your host, master of many trades, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. All right, we have to set this up because you didn't. We may have to have Bob Ferguson play that again. So, you know, it was my birthday recently, and one of my crazy ideas that I, well, you don't have to clap for my birthday. You know, when you get older, you don't, oh, turn off my sign. Look at these four over here. Our trouble. Father Jack, can you get security and get these four out of here? Okay. So, anyway, I think I want to learn to play the guitar. But I'm, what are you laughing at? Why are you laughing at me? Too old. That is it. She is out of here. I want you to put $50 in the till and then you're out of here. Anyway, so I want to learn to play the guitar. And so what was my point? I want to learn to play, but I'm left-handed. I'm left-handed. And so I've always felt like if I was, I've tried, but I'm just not, I can't do it with my left hand. I have to do it with right. So anyway, my wife buys me a left-handed guitar, which really you just restring it all. And Lindsay is a singer and a guitar player.
Sort of,
and she
yes.
does, not sort of, you
I
are.
Play chords,
and so she was super excited. She's like, oh, I'm going to, she sends me all these chords and whatever. And I've been practicing. So us old people that have to learn. I watched a video and they said the biggest thing is tell yourself you're going to play for 5 minutes a day, right? So you're not like, oh, I got to practice for half an hour. And almost every day I pick the thing up and I sit there, watch a game or whatever, and I'm strumming. And it's really hard. G, very tough. What did you call the G chord? You called the G chord something. The gateway cord.
Yes.
It's a lot of stretching of the fingers. So, the very first time I got the guitar, my daughter Carmen is dating this young man named Liam, and he's a guitar player. And he goes, oh, I go, give me a chord. I don't even know what a chord. He says, E. And so I did an E. And that song that you just played. So last night I'm working on my chord progression, and my teacher, Lindsay, I made a recording and I sent it to her just last night. And so, Bob, I don't know if you're listening. Bob Ferguson's back at the, okay. So this is the song by the Black Crowes that starts with the E chord, and the strumming is me that she put in there last night. So can you play the beginning of that? That's not me. That's not me.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
That's me.
Literally. From hammering drywall to hammering the guitar. From ripping wood to ripping chords.
So she's doing a little bit of editing there. But that's me.
But I mean, you can't tell the difference. Now back to your host, master of many trades.
You know, I mean, you know, when you got it, you got it.
I am.
Thank you.
That? Long time for me to get those chords, and that's really all I do is strum.
Chord. I couldn't do that, but I like that if we really edited a video, people could think I'm Eddie Van Halen.
But if you didn't tell anybody that whole story, nobody would have known the difference.
Well, that would have been lying. I don't lie.
Plagiarism.
It would have been not telling the truth. All right. Well, welcome back. We're here live at the Greenhouse Inn this morning. 857-5574-LOU is our phone number. If any of you have a question, we have a microphone that we can spread out there as well. But we will take a quick call, and then we'll see if we can get someone there, too. What do you want me to take? Line three, right? This is Tom, who's on the east side. Hey, Tom, good morning. You're on House March Radio.
Good morning, Lou.
How may I help you?
I've got a question. My son is moving into a house with a lot of mature trees. He's going to need some sort of leaf filter.
Right.
Is there one you think is better than any of the all the others out there?
Well, you know, I just had a lady call me about that. The product that I have on our home is called Leaf Relief. There's another product called Spring Rock Gutter Guards, which is a similar product, and they do the installation. Then there's the higher end product called Leaf Relief, which is a whole new gutter system. But you know, if your son's gutters are in good shape, then maybe the capping could work. And I would look at either the Leaf Relief by, I believe it's Masco now, and or the Spring Rock Gutter Guard product.
Would either be affected if he gets a new roof 2, 3, 4 years down the road?
Well, if they get a new roof, okay, the biggest issue there is, are we also going to replace the gutters? Because it's not that, you know, a lot of times when you do a new roof, the gutters and the downspouts and everything go along with that. And so it might not be something that he wants to invest in now. If we want to just buy some time, in other words, if he's concerned about this, then maybe you do something with, what's the name of the company with the gutter relief out of Milwaukee that you stuff? Gutter Stuff. That he could probably do himself, and it's like a sponge that he tucks inside there. He may spend, you know, $800 on the whole house, and buys him a couple of years, because then if he's going to do the new roof, you may want to do it all at one time and couple it into the whole big project.
Makes sense.
Right?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much,
I appreciate you calling this morning, 857-5574-LOU. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk with the folks over at Oklahoma Joe's and Whiskey Acres. But right now it's time for WGN Radio News with Don Kleppen. You're good. You're very good listeners. Very good. Thank you. Joining me up here on the stage is Houston Klein, the National Accounts Manager at Oklahoma Joe's Smokers and Grills, and Nick Nagley, who is the co-founder and COO of Whiskey Acres in DeKalb. Gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio and over here at Misericordia.
Good morning.
Morning, Lou.
Nice to have you both here this morning. I showed up early this morning. Houston, you were unloading your truck and bringing out those smokers. Let's talk a little bit about Oklahoma Joe's Smokers and Grills and who you guys are and what you do.
Yeah, so you've really been around since 1988, founded by a guy named Joe Davidson, who
that's good.
Still has a lot
that's
of restaurants.
Really good that his name is Joe.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
right.
And he's from Oklahoma. Imagine that.
Perfect.
It's weird, but yeah, he's so he started. He owns a lot of restaurants around Stillwater, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma City. Started a smoker company, and once he started getting going in smokers, kind of realized that he couldn't do both. And his passion was really in restaurants. So he actually sold the smoker division off to Charbroil. That was in 1998, and we've been running with it since.
Wow. Now, you've got a bunch of different... what are you taking a picture while we're talking? Okay. You have a bunch of different products out there, but talk specifically about what you're using this morning here.
So we're using a product called the Oklahoma Joe's Bronco Drum Smoker. So drum smokers are very popular in the competitive barbecue circuit because they're very efficient on the charcoal burn.
Right.
So when you're out doing large, you know, large cooks and for long periods of time, you don't want to have to switch charcoal or mm-hmm. add charcoal partway through your cook. So mm-hmm. you want to load it once and be done, which is what I've done today. And you can see both smokers are still running strong out there.
Well, one of the things with these barrel smokers is the fact that you use, you know, that they're traditional charcoal that you would use lump charcoal in here. Mm-hmm. And you set the thing up, and they'll burn forever, but then you seal it, right, when you're cooking.
Yep.
So all the juices, all the smoking, everything stays inside, and the food just tastes amazing.
Yeah, it keeps really moist. We had some pork tenderloin a little bit earlier that I pulled off, and it does a great job of just keeping all the moisture in the food versus letting it drip down and mm-hmm. Vaporize into flames.
A lot of people think that maybe these smokers, they're like, oh, it's a lot of work and you got to do all that. But once you sort of set up the charcoal and you get going, you mm-hmm. can the temperature almost it stays right where you set it at. And that's it.
Yeah, and on our products, we actually number your air intake and your exhaust. So once, as you're learning your smoker, I know at home when I want to cook at 225 degrees, I dial mine to a 2. So you kind of learn your smoker that way, and it makes it very easy to dial in and get going.
Now, there's a lot of these kind of barrel type of smokers out there, but you folks at Oklahoma Joe's, you kind of talk to the folks out there about that are using these things, and they're like, well, what would you like us to do that would make the experience better? And when I walked up this morning and I saw the unit there, there's like this tube, almost looks like a straw, mm-hmm. a big straw. It almost looks like I could put a flag in it, like a flagpole, which would be kind of fun to do, right?
Yeah,
and have
an
Oklahoma Joe's flag, anyway. But that's not what that is. Talk to me what that feature is.
Yeah, so that's the air intake. Anytime we design a product, we do a lot of consumer research. We'll go out and talk to people that are heavy smokers of food and ask them things that they like and what they don't like about different products. And number one thing when we were designing this product that people said is when they adjust their air intake, they don't want to have to get down on their knees underneath the grill to adjust the air intake.
Mm.
So we designed this, we call it our snorkel system. So your air intake is up high. You can adjust it without having to bend over, and your exhaust is even up a little bit higher.
Right.
So,
right. They're really, they're in looking at the units, I mean, they literally look like a black barrel. They've got these really nice metal, almost vintage-looking wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I like about it, too, is the construction of it looks super durable. So you can roll this thing around. They're not – some of the ceramic ones that are out there now and your competitors, I mean, they do a nice job of cooking, but they weigh –
you're not moving them
You're
anywhere.
Not moving them. And this thing, if you need to move them around, you're going to get that same – low and slow cooking, and but have the ability to move the thing around, which I think is really nice.
Yeah, if you're going to a Bears game, you can throw it in the back of your truck like I did today, and actually, without killing yourself, get it out and
you're
ready to cook.
So these two that you have here today are the barrel. Tell me about some of the other ones that they also make.
So our most popular unit it's called the Highland Offset Smoker. You can get that at a number of distribution places, including Ace Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we got our start. So when Joe Davidson first started building smokers, he built some offsets, took them to an Oklahoma State Fair, I think he had, if I remember right, 25 units and ended up selling at the fair like 200 plus.
Wow.
So he sold way more than what he had there, ended up building them. So that's how we got our start as offset smokers.
Right. And you're still in that business
today.
And we're
still in that business today.
Right. Yep. But this one, if you're really looking for a way to cook and get some amazingly delicious food, is the way to go. Everybody loves these barrel smokers.
Yeah, and it's versatile, too. You can grill or you can smoke. So I've got two units out there. One of them is set up to grill at a higher temperature, which we did the breakfast sausage on.
Right.
And then the other one's set up to smoke. I've got tenderloin hanging and pineapple hanging in there.
Beautiful. That's awesome. One of the other things that you smoked, also up on stage with me, is Nick Nagley, who is the co-founder and COO of Whiskey Acres in DeKalb. I always wanted to be the COO of something. I think that would be kind of a cool. Did you just give yourself that title?
Yeah, it's really, you can, I can just whatever you want. When you print your own business
card. I am
card.
The COO of How Smarts Radio. Right. Just so in case anybody knows, I'm going to need a business card. Whiskey Acres, we smoked some cocktails this morning, which I have. I told you not to pass them around. I was going to do the tasting, and I saw you passing around. So you people got an extra special treat. Now, certainly drinking whiskey in the morning is maybe not something that, it's up to you. You're all adults. But you came up with a breakfast version because Whiskey Acres is not just for breakfast anymore.
That's morning, noon, and night.
Right,
moderation at all times.
Right, so, of course.
You know, because it's breakfast, we use the Oklahoma Joe's cocktail smoker.
Right.
We use Whiskey Acres straight bourbon, and we put a splash of bourbon barrel-aged maple syrup in it.
Well, of course. You just add maple syrup to anything. And, yeah. When we do the beer later, we're going to add some maple syrup to it. All right. One of the things that Whiskey Acres, you guys talk about, is the fact that while you're distillers, you've got this kind of hook, which I really like. You're really farmers.
Farmers first.
Farmers first.
So my business partners and I are fourth and fifth generation farmers.
Right. And so you're super focused on the ingredients that go into the whiskey that you make.
We finished spring planting yesterday.
Wow.
So when early, mid-April hits, we still run a distillery, but there just becomes this single-minded focus on weather,
right?
To get the tractors out in the field, to get the spring crop planted, because that's the beginning of our whiskey season. If we don't get the crop in this spring, we don't have a harvest this fall. If we don't have a harvest this fall, you don't have whiskey to drink in 5 years.
Well, and we've certainly heard about, you know, the challenges, of course, with everybody, with what's gone on, and farmers in particular, the added cost to all of this, and it just behooves you all to get that stuff in the ground, because costs just keep going up.
Yep, and the earlier you have things planted, too, the higher the yields typically are, too.
Right.
So giving it more time to process sunlight into grain is a big and a very important deal.
Now, can you talk to me a little bit about the different, you know, if someone goes into a retailer looking for Whiskey Acres product, your distilled products, give me a breath of what that menu looks like. Like, what will people find?
Yeah, so we have four core products. The one we tried today is our kind of foundational product. It's straight bourbon.
Whiskey Acres straight bourbon.
I'll handle this for a moment.
Okay.
And so one of the questions we often get is, you know, what's the difference between bourbon and whiskey? And so just here's your quick whiskey 101. So all bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon. Bourbon has to be made in the United States, made from at least 51% corn. We're in DeKalb, and we're growing corn, so that's why we focus our production on bourbon. And straight bourbon has to be at least 2 years old. So what we're drinking today is straight bourbon that's actually 4 years old, and it's bottled at 87 proof. Its older, higher proof cousin is our bottled and bond bourbon.
Which is delicious.
And so bottled and bond bourbon has to be distilled at no less than, or has to be bottled at exactly 100 proof, has to be at least 4 years old. And
I need to be taking notes. Keep going.
And actually, our bottled and bond bourbon won double gold at the San Francisco World Spirits Competition last year. Another one of our core products is our straight rye whiskey. Has to be made from at least 50% rye grain. And then we also sell a bottled and bond rye whiskey, which again is just an older, higher proof version of it.
And rye whiskey tends to have a little bit of a little spicier flavor, right?
When you think about the way grain affects the flavor of bread, that coincides with the way the grain affects the flavor of a distilled spirit.
Right.
Ours is not as spicy as most because we have the farm. we were able to select a very specific variety of rye that when distilled, it has a more vanilla forward flavor. It's got a much softer palate and mouthfeel. And we almost called it a bourbon drinker's rye whiskey as opposed to that traditional spicy rye.
You know, as you're talking, I'm watching Houston over there. He keeps sipping the bourbon over there. Good. But for him, it's already new.
Yeah, that's right.
You know. Right, because he's been here since like four.
Leftovers would do nobody any good.
Right, exactly, right. And then you mentioned to me before we sat down is that you have some something new coming out that is made from a special kind of corn.
Yeah, so again, because we have the farm, we're able to grow very unique and heirloom varietals of corn. So one of them that we're going to be releasing in June is bourbon made from glass gem popcorn. And so the ears are about this big. You can make whiskey out of it, or you can pop it. And we're the first distillery in the world to ever make it from this stuff.
Wow.
And it gives it this very soft mouthfeel, very bright, fruity flavors. And it's very, very unique. And if you want one, you better come to us or hit one of the kind of the Benny's locations or a few other retail partners, because we'll have a limited release in June, and then probably another one 4 or 5 years down the road.
You and I have had the opportunity to talk over the years about, you know, your distillery, how you guys are farmers first, you're distillers. You know, this is a relatively new venture for you, but it's been super successful early on. And I remember you telling me, you know, trying to convince your wives of this, because it isn't, you know, it's like, hey, we're going to start distilling, and I think we'll be able to sell it in 5 years.
Yeah, it's
right?
Insanity.
Right. And but then you must also, what's fun to kind of watch this journey is what you said about the Bottle and Bond, where you were awarded this award within, you know, your peers. That's a really cool thing. And I'm sure there's a whole group of people that work really hard over at Whiskey Acres must be very proud of the work.
Absolutely. You know, that third-party validation is the most rewarding thing out there.
Yeah.
And to your point, we have a fantastic team. You know, my business partners, Jim and Jamie Walter, are integral in our success. Our master distiller, Rob Wallace, is the man, the palate behind what we're doing.
Does he have a beard?
It depends on the day.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, he has
the
ability.
I think most distillers are like the guys that brew beer. They all have beards. I always want to be a distiller. I can't grow a beard. I could never do it. Okay, keep going.
That's all right. And then we have a wonderful team who runs our visitor center. So we've got a big 4,000 square foot visitor center little in the middle of a cornfield.
Right.
We're putting a new patio out there that'll be finished next week, and you know, encourage folks to come visit us and really kind of enjoy everything we have to offer, whether it's the product or the service that our team gives you when you're enjoying the product.
And Houston, you know what Nick talked about, that third party validation of what their business is like. I know with you guys, the thing is, you can go online and look at the reviews that your customers talk about your smokers and grills and how happy they are, right? It's almost like this whole community.
It's that, and then it's the number of competitive teams that actually use the product.
Right.
So we have a number of teams that use this in competitive barbecues. So we know we're doing something right.
That's awesome. Both of you, congratulations. Thank you so much for being part of our broadcast today. One more thing?
One more thing. My 5-year-old twins told me they wanted to say hi because they were still asleep when I got up this morning.
Sure.
And I want to wish my grandma Kate a happy 102nd birthday on Tuesday.
Wow, that's awesome.
And she told me a couple years ago the secret to her long life was the 3 B's: bourbon, bacon, and butter. So
whatever she's doing, keep doing it.
To Grandma Kate.
To Grandma Kate, yeah. Cheers up. Houston Klein, the National Accounts Manager over at Oklahoma Joe's Smokers and Grills. Where do they find information about that? Their website?
So you can go on oklahomajoes.com.
Okay, and what about Whiskey Acres? We got a website?
Whiskeyacres.com or Facebook.
All that good information.
All the places.
Nick Nagley, co-founder and COO of Whiskey Acres in DeKalb. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You're
listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We're live at the Greenhouse Inn, 8:53 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. You know, you're missing out on the continental breakfast, too.
Yeah, it would have been nice for you to send someone back for us.
I know. You know? And the bourbon.
Ooh, even better.
And now, I have in front of me, Andy and Don, a can of WGN Chicago's very own Golden Lager.
Nice.
Now, I don't want this whole show to be about drinking alcohol, right?
Right.
But it is. And so I haven't tried it yet. Have either of you tried it yet?
I tried it last night, actually. We had a little happy hour over at the Metropolitan Brewing Company.
Oh, did you? You went
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I went over there a little bit. And
so you had it on draft.
I had it on draft, and I bought myself a 12-pack to put in the fridge for the summer.
Well,
very refreshing. It's a very good beer.
All right, well, we're going to try this. Now, here I have a cold can right in front of me. Right, that's a good sound. And I'm going to share a little bit with Lindsay. I'm pouring it into a glass. It has a nice golden look to it. And it is 5% alcohol by volume. I'm going to give it a shot. Yeah, that's tasty. That's tasty.
Oh, yeah. After some yard work in the summer, you know, come back inside.
Right. See, it's all about the yard work.
Exactly.
You do a little home improvement. You get done, and you have a nice little golden lager. I know if you go to WGNradio.com, there's all the places where I believe starting today, the retailers are going to start to have it, and it's going to be in limited supply, celebrating 100 years of WGN Radio broadcasting to the Chicagoland area, which is amazing. And, you know, we've got so many people to be grateful for that happening. And we're so excited about it. I wanted to ask that question, but you got to be the only radio station that ever had a beer made to celebrate anything like that. So it's really cool. It's a cool looking can, and it's brewed by Metropolitan Brewing, Sipes Brewery, and the Chicago Brewseum, which sounds a lot of fun. You get it? Brewseum? Right. Anyway, so it's really good. Check out WGNRadio.com to learn more about that. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568 is our phone number. Let's get a quick call in here. This is Clyde, who's in Ravenswood. Hey, Clyde, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Excuse me. I have a problem. Well, actually, first of all, I have a compliment to the people at your Devon store. I was there yesterday, and they were most helpful and quick. This is an unsolicited compliment.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you very much. We have a terrific staff there.
I didn't get what I wanted, but the product is, I guess, not being manufactured anymore.
Got it.
That was just one positive thing I wanted to say.
Got it.
We have an electric car, and we keep it in our garage. And as you know, it has a 120 line connected to a charger in the garage. And about a year and a half ago, the red light started going on, showing that there was some kind of a short or something like that in the system. And there's nothing else wrong with the electricity in the garage. But what I did was I extended a line from the house out to the garage over the winter. And a heavy gauge extension cord. And it's working well now. That there's never, the red light never comes on again. It hasn't come on again, and the car is charging the way it was meant to charge. The electrical line goes underground from the house to the garage. And I was wondering if you had experienced any problem like that in the past, and whether you have any solutions you could think of.
Oh, we just hung. He just hung up on us. Oh, we just lost him. Hold on, don't go anywhere. We're going to see. Yeah, is that him right there? Anyway, I think what you were saying is when you talked about the red light, I'm assuming that's on the charger itself for the vehicle. And the charger there, if you're talking about, that's probably a voltage issue. And if it's a 120 line leading out to that, if the wire feeding to it is not large enough, then the amperage coming to it can be, you know, in other words, it's like the straw is not big enough for the electricity. And even though it's underground, if you put an extension cord, which probably shouldn't be the case in a situation like this, you're taxing that charger, which you could lessen the life of it. It'll ultimately charge the car, but it's really important to have the right size. Is this the caller we just lost? Line one. All right. We just lost you. You're back there again, Clyde?
Oh, yes, I am.
All right. So
I'll be to the radio.
No problem. So
I thought my question was so boring that you had to go to another.
No. The red light you talked about, that's on the charger itself, correct?
Right.
And that is, and you said it's a you said it's a 120 charger. It's not a. It's just a regular household circuit that you're using. Right.
Correct.
My guess, I don't know who the manufacturer of the charger is, but that red light is probably that you're
Chevrolet.
You're probably not getting
it's a Chevrolet Volt.
Okay. You're probably not getting enough voltage and amperage to the charger because of the wire that was feeding it. So there's a rating for the size of the wire that has to go there. I mean, I'm learning a lot about electric cars because I have a bunch of interest in it, but from a voltage perspective, how these chargers get installed and how they're fed, it's really no different than plugging in an electric dryer. You have to have the right size breaker that needs to be dedicated to it. And for instance, if you're sharing that breaker with some other device in the house and it draws it and the voltage and the amperage drops down as the charger's under demand, you may get that light going off, which is telling you that you're going to actually harm not the car, but the charger itself. And so the fact that you have an extension cord plugged into it right now isn't the best option. It should be a direct line, you know, just because you don't want to dig in the backyard and hit it or anything like that. But I think, you know, having an electrician like an Arnold Electric or somebody like that coming in to make sure everything's sized properly makes the most sense, so you get the most out of your electric car and the most out of your charger so that you're not replacing that in a short order. I appreciate the phone call. It is 9:19 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We are live at the Greenhouse Inn on Chicago's North Side. We're going to take a quick break and be back right after this. They're very accommodating here at Misericordia. Everyone knows that energy use rises during the warmer months, right? So a little planning now can really pay off later. Getting your electrical system ready will help you save on energy bills, not to mention improving its reliability and safety. The folks at Arnold Electric, Chicago's old home electrical experts, are here to help. Give them a call today and schedule an electrical inspection with one of their experienced electricians, 773-694-2088. They're sponsoring our broadcast here at Misericordia today as well. Or visit arnoldelectric.com. Arnold Electric, here for all your electrical needs. It's 9:23 in the morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you so much to everyone that came out and joined us this morning and had a nice little continental breakfast. You can still come out if you would like to make a donation and have a little breakfast. We'll be here till 10 o'clock this morning. We have a question from someone in the audience. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, good morning, Lou. My name's Christina. I'm from Chicago.
Thank you for coming out this morning. You're very kind. You've been here all morning. How was the breakfast?
It's really good.
Yeah. How was the pineapple?
I love it. Mm-hmm. I could eat that all day.
I know. It was so good. We have those folks out there at Oklahoma Joe's smoking everything. And did you get a chance to try the whiskey, too?
Yes.
I like that, too.
But my dad told me not to drink anymore.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, he's probably a smart guy. How can I help you this morning?
So I actually have two questions.
Sure.
What do you think of the ductless heating and cooling unit versus the central air? I have a house. It's first floor, basement, and then like a small attic. Mm. And then my second question is, what do you think about the corkboard flooring for like a kitchen?
All right, I'm going to start with the flooring. Cork is a flooring that nobody thinks about, and it is a fabulous choice. First of all, natural cork flooring, and now they have versions of it that you can click together that are, you know, have a pad already underneath it, is one of the most beautiful flooring choices you could ever make. And what's interesting about cork is it's actually a renewable surface, kind of like wood. But it's more durable than you think. I mean, I think a lot of people think about a cork and they think about a wine bottle cork and, oh, I can break that apart, whatever. With cork flooring, it's one of those gems of a flooring option that people will walk in and notice, meaning they'll be like, oh my gosh, what is this floor? And you're like, oh, it's cork. Cork. You're like, yeah, let's sit down and have some wine. Anyway, so I really like that. I mentioned earlier this morning, the whole ductless system is, in my opinion, the way we should heat and cool homes. If you think about all the downside to, I mean, we have spent generations of building homes with ductwork that is inefficient, gets dirty, it leaks, it wastes a bunch of energy. With these ductless, what they call split systems, they, each individual cartridge, so basically the idea behind it is there's an inverter, like a condensing unit that goes outside. Depending on how the unit gets sized, one of those can do up to five different cartridges and or rooms. A number of years ago, I forget what town I was in, might have been Tennessee. I was there for a build with Habitat for Humanity, and they were building a bunch of homes, you know, for families that were going to then move in. All of the homes were built with the ductless system. It was actually with Carrier. They were donating all the products. And each one used one inverter, five rooms. Now, they were smaller homes, but still, no ductwork. There's a filter that's integrated into each cartridge that you pop out and, you know, clean probably a couple times a year, maybe more than that. You know, as an aside, the thing I think we learned about with the pandemic and the coronavirus is the furnace filters and what we use should be higher quality, so the indoor air quality is better. Well, with these split systems, you're not moving around all this air from room to room. It's just providing the heating and the cooling for that. Now, if you're thinking about changing out the system altogether, you'll probably trade dollars, meaning that you would install one of these systems with the cartridges as opposed to putting in a whole new furnace and air conditioner. It'd probably be around the same money, but now that ductwork that you have is just basically eliminated. You're not going to use it anymore. And so I really do like it. And I mentioned earlier today that if I was building a house today, that's how I would heat and cool a home. So I hope that helps. Yeah, thank you so much for the question. 928 in the morning, 857-5574, Lou, 857-557-4568 is our phone number. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to talk, we're going to talk to somebody from Misericordia. Father Jack Clare is going to talk to us, the new executive director of Misericordia. And we'll talk a little bit about what's going on over here, how you can help, and all the great things that are going on in and around campus and off campus. One of the things that's, you know, amazing about this place is there are countless unsung heroes, volunteers left and right, people that donate and support with their time and their talent and their treasure, which is just amazing. And it's one of the most special places, in my opinion, on earth. Taking care of those most in need, adults and children with developmental and intellectual disabilities. And what an honor to be able to broadcast, to come back after, you know, 2.5 years of not doing one, and then to see a nice turnout from all of you coming out here, which is very nice. I really think they just came for the breakfast and the barbecue and the bourbon. What do you think, Linz? Probably. Yeah, I think that's what it was, the breakfast and the bourbon. But listen, that's fine. I'm fine with that. I'm just happy that you're all here. And and as an aside, too, Marlene, who has been the champion of all these remotes, we haven't worked together in such a long time, and it was nice to be able to come out here and do that as well. We're not going away yet. We've got about a half an hour left of House Smarts Radio. So we've got some open phone lines, 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. But right now, it's time for WGN Radio News. Up on stage here by Father Jack Clare, the executive director of Misericordia. Father Jack, good morning. Good morning, Lou. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Nice to see everybody out here this morning.
Yeah, it's terrific.
It's really nice to see the Greenhouse Inn back open, newly refreshed and ready to go.
We're ready. We're ready. Customers come.
Yeah, right. Father, I know that, you know, obviously the pandemic's been tough on everybody, but Misericordia has done, you know, a terrific job of keeping everyone as safe and as healthy as possible. But then also this new Hearts and Flower Bakery during this time was something that began years ago, right in the planning. but then just opened, and it's been sort of a resounding success so far.
Yeah, we're thrilled. You know, it's just a few blocks south of campus, so it's an ideal place for our residents to work. It's close to home. You know, if we need to send backup over, we can send people over. It's really been going very, very well. Lots of cars drive down Ridge, and their only experience of Misericordia is the wall.
Right.
The wall. You know,
right.
So they're like, I've always wondered what was inside of here, you know.
Right.
So now they can at least go inside our very easily to the shop down
yeah.
the street.
We've got, you know, one of the things that I would want to talk to you about is one of the unique things about Misericordia. You know, the long history of the organization has been this campus and expanding this campus and, you know, having all these opportunities for the adults that live here to work here. But then the advent of the Scylla Homes, which continues to grow, is just yet another avenue of what Misericordia is trying to develop and give everyone just the best life they possibly can. Can you talk a little bit about what those homes are?
So the Scylla Homes, it's a community integrated living arrangement. Everything's an acronym.
Right, today, right.
You know, so we always have to explain that to people who hear the term for the first time. They're homes within the neighborhood. We are unlike many other places that do serve the developmentally disabled because we feel it should be high-functioning people
sure.
in these homes. You know, they need to enjoy the neighborhood as much as they can. Many of our folks... You know, they can't move, they can't walk, they can't take care of themselves. So they live very isolated homes in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But for the ones who are able to take advantage of neighborhood, libraries, stores, et cetera, it's a great experience. So we have 14 right now.
Right. And always looking for more expansion.
Always looking for more. Problem is, like any other place, we're looking for staff.
Right.
So we've had one sitting for 6 months that's not open yet.
Right, right. That's really a struggle. I think that there's maybe a little bit of a misconception when it comes to Misericordia. Obviously, it is a Christian Catholic organization, yet that is not a prerequisite for anybody that is helped or part of this community. Your ministry department in particular is welcoming to all faiths or no faith, right?
Right. I mean, absolutely. So we probably have close to a 10% Jewish population, and we have Friday night Sabbath services for them. We celebrate all the high holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a number of people who are Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
We have people, Baptists, all kinds of faiths, and we try to celebrate all of those faiths.
Right.
The diversity makes it beautiful here.
Right, because the challenges of both developmental disability and intellectual disability really has no roadmap of where you come from.
They want to be where the other residents are.
Right, right.
So Catholics are going to the Jewish celebrations. Jewish people are coming to Catholic celebrations.
Right, 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 yeah. right. Yeah, and I think that that's important to know that, you know, while, you know, the challenges of the last couple of years have been there, you have really done, and I know this from personal experience, the best that you possibly can to just allow people to have the most fulfilling lives as possible.
Yeah, we want them to be fulfilled. We want them to have freedom, but we also want them to be safe.
Right.
So we're very proud of the record we have of keeping everyone healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had very little loss here during the pandemic. Most were here most of the time.
Right.
And the staff was just outstanding, especially the staff that normally the residents would go to their daytime training. Well, those staff came and worked in the houses with them, oftentimes at their own risk.
Right.
You know, and, you know, so the danger of bringing it home to their own families,
sure.
et cetera. So,
amazing.
Yeah,
yeah, it's an amazing group of people that work here and volunteer here, and it really is terrific. If people want to get involved and either donate or volunteer or want to learn more, Misericordia.com, best place to go?
Misericordia.com, you can find out about all of it. You can donate online, you can find out about volunteer opportunities, or just learn the history or meet the people.
Right. And then real quick, Family Fest has been absent the last couple of years, and we're hoping that this year...
We're hoping the date is not a foreboding thing. It's 9/11.
Okay. All right. Well, let's make that a positive date in the annals of Misericordia.
History,
so September 11th, we're forging forward with Family Fest, which is a terrific... day of family and fun and fundraising. I know I will be here. My family will be here. We're Really looking forward to it. The newlyweds
be here?
The newlyweds, I bet I can get them to come here.
All right. That's terrific. That's terrific.
Father Jack Clare, everybody, Executive Director here at Misericordia. Father, thanks, thank everyone. You so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Lou.
You
thanks
got
to
it.
Your staff.
Of course.
Because I know it's staff that make it happen.
It does. It absolutely does. It's 9:44 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning. I was telling the young lady, the water company, they put in a new water line from the alley, from the back of the garage to the house. And as of right now, before they put the new line in, I didn't have any, like, noise or pipes rattling or anything. They put the new line in, put in a new meter, and then now I'm getting... You know, once you open a faucet and flush the toilet, you hear pipes rattling. And I opened all the valves in the house, sinks, and flushed the toilet. Then I went down there and shut the water off.
Mm-hmm.
I might have air in the line or something.
Right.
But I still have the problem.
Did they do this, the water line, just to you, or is it the whole neighborhood?
They did the community, yes.
Yeah. This is going to be a problem that's going to probably go on for at least the month, because all those lines and everything that they put in for all the community, every one of those homes is probably getting a little back feed here and there, and you're getting air from the system from other people, and you just got to keep doing it. Now, the trick that you did is a good one. Open everything up, shut the main off, let everything drain, including Marlo, flushing the toilets, because you want you want those valves to open up too. And then once everything stops, then turn everything off and refill it. And, you know, what are we, May 21st? So I bet you by the middle of June, it'll start to lessen and then should go away after that.
Okay, I hope so, because they did this in September, right after Labor Day,
and it's still a problem.
Still a problem.
And are they still doing more work, like within the community, or are they all done?
They all done in my community. You know, they doing block by block. You know, sections of the streets at a time,
right?
Moving on,
right.
Know.
So, in other words, they're done with your street, but they may be doing the other street as well.
Yeah, they about a quarter mile away east of me.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, that's probably all feeding off of the same main coming in, and so every time they shut something off, they're introducing more air into the system. I'm assuming you've already spoken with the people at the water department.
Oh yes, and they came and. He said all they can do is go to the nearest sink downstairs. And, you know, when he came, nothing happened. You know, didn't make a sound or rattling or anything. So I say, oh, man.
Right. Of course. Of course. That's how it always is. But I think that, you know, but now, you know, now, Marlo, as you're telling me more about this information, I mean, the fact that they keep doing this in other, you know, a block away and then a block away, it may go on for a while, because they're constantly opening and shutting off the mains and putting air in the system. So it isn't that you have any air in system in your house. It's coming through the main service, and then that's what's calling all that sputtering and rattling. So we probably, you probably just have to be patient.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, bud. I appreciate you calling. Sorry I didn't have the right answer for you. All right. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Make lasting memories and keep the good times rolling with maintenance-free outdoor furniture from By the Yard. Host countless meals with family and friends around a By the Yard dining set, or enjoy a chat with the grandkids in your By the Yard rocker or glider. Whatever you choose, it's guaranteed to last a lifetime and requires no painting, staining, or maintenance whatsoever. Stop by their beautiful showroom in Vernon Hills or visit bytheyard.net. By the Yard, maintenance-free outdoor furniture, furniture that lasts forever. All right, we are at, 9:55 in the morning. Time now for our last call, which is sponsored by ComEd, Powering Lives. And our final caller here has been hanging on forever. Mark's in Chicago. Hey, Mark, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Saturday.
You too, sir. We're going to send you out a 100th anniversary WGN T-shirt for your patience. How may I help you?
I was wondering if there is a way to recharge a window air conditioner. I have two excellent Panasonic window air conditioners that have all the features, you know, like automatic thermostat remotes and everything. And one of them is starting to get a little weak. And I thought, oh, no, don't tell me. But I was just wondering, is there a way to recharge a window air conditioner?
Do you have the wherewithal to take it out of the window?
Yes, I do.
Well, then what I would do is contact, you could do one of two things. You could either go to an appliance store or an HVAC company, whoever you may use. You could take it to their shop, and it may or may not have the little Petcots in it to be able to recharge it. But they could cut the lines, recover what's in it, and recharge it for you. But the issue is, you know, they may say it's $300 to do that.
That's okay.
You can buy a 5,000 BTU unit brand new for like a buck and a quarter.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it's terrible to say, but it's kind of almost like a disposable thing. But if do you have an HVAC contractor that you use?
No, I was going to ask you, do you have one you could recommend?
Where do you live?
North side of Chicago by Peterson, California.
There's up in that area, you know, most of the people that I work with aren't in that area. I would just find somebody locally to be able to, you know, just call them and say, this is what I got. Can you recharge it for them? And they may be able to help you out. But you just got to ask them to see if they'll do that. And they'll probably give you an estimate. And if all of a sudden they say it's $300, I would just buy a new unit because the newer unit's going to be more efficient from an Energy Star standpoint than the older one, even though it's Panasonic's a fine name and it's a really good unit. But that would be my guess right there. Thanks so much for the phone call. All right, I got a bunch of people I need to thank this morning. First of all, it starts by thanking this woman to my right. If you're looking at your radio, it'd be to your left, Lindsay Smithwick, who's been my producer for a very long time. We have not hosted a remote in a very long time, and it's really fun to do this. A lot going on, as you can see, a lot of buttons to push and people to do. So thank you so much. Nice job.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, so really fun. Nice.
So fun.
Big thanks to Marlene and Rick Wells, who came out, Adam, who put together this whole dog and pony show with everything, got out here really.